Hey, Hemp Rockers, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC.org. WVQC, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect the views of WVQC, Media Bridges, its staff, or its board of trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock Radio or our guests. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio.
I smoke two joints in the morning. I smoke two joints at night. I smoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel alright. I smoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints. And then I smoke two more. Hard work good and hard work fine, but first take care of health. So now I smoke two joints when I get up. In the car I smoke two joints. I smoke two joints when I play video game, and that's every 10,000 points. I smoke two joints. I smoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints.
It's the Monday edition, and welcome to Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and the Burn Man, here on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC-LP, the voice of the Queen City, on WVQC.org, and coming soon to 95.7 FM. Find us online at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 684-HEMP.
Hard work good and hard work fine. First take care of health. That's why I smoke two joints in the morning. I smoke two joints at night. I smoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel alright. I smoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints.
Now, here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including music, news, talk, and lots of fun here on the all-new WVQC Cincinnati.
That's what I do.
Turned to see my monster in a cloud of smoke, who said this shit ain't bad. Here, have a toast.
We smoke some hash.
We smoke some monster hash.
Some monster hash.
It was his personal stash.
We smoke some hash.
We got completely trashed.
A monster hash.
We smoked some monster hash. As we partied in the castle with the living dead. Mouths were dry and eyes were red. The ghouls and goblins shrieked and screamed. Won't somebody please pass the Vicene?
They smoked some hash.
They smoked some monster hash.
Some monster hash.
From Frankie's personal stash.
They smoked some hash.
And they all were smashed.
A monster hash.
They They smoked the monster hash. The mummy was toking on a bong. The woodman said, don't bog off that, pass it along. The swamp thing was toasted, rolling on the floor, laughing hysterically and pleading for more. The steam was rocking as the werewolves moved to the undead reggae band's dance hall grooves. Meanwhile, in the kitchen, Frankenstein baked some Alice beet hopeless brownies and cakes.
We ate some hash.
We ate some monster hash.
The monster hash.
It had the graveyard smash.
We ate some hash.
And we all got trashed.
Monster hash.
We ate some monster hash.
Whoa.
The party would have gone on till we all passed out. But just then we heard a blood-curdling shout. Watch out! Beware! Cover your necks! Dracula's got the munchies and he's totally wrecked.
He smokes the hash.
He smokes the monster hash.
The monster hash.
He was completely smashed.
He smokes the hash.
That Transylvanian's trash.
I'll get your hash.
He smokes the monster hash.
Whoa.
Now every night the dead rise up from the grave.
Whoa.
To partake in a happening THC rave.
Whoa.
For you, the living, this hash was meant to.
Whoa.
When you get to my door, just say the toys sent you.
We'll smoke some hash.
We'll smoke some monster hash.
The monster hash.
And we'll all get trash.
We'll smoke some hash.
From my personal stash.
A monster hash.
We'll smoke some monster hash. Easy boy, save some for Daddy. This is good.
Hey there, Reaper Roaches. This is Senior Bull, and I'm celebrating freedom with you on Saturday, May 1st at 7 p.m. at the Hemp Rock Hemp Fest in Miamitown, Ohio. This Sunday, May 2nd, it's the 2010 Worldwide Marijuana March from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Hamilton County Courthouse in downtown Cincinnati, with informational speakers on drug law reform, music by the Sun Team, Rich Spirits Drum Circle, the Reaper Girls, sign and costume contest, giant joints, and a march to the Justice Center with Pot and Hash and Reaper Roach. Details can be found on the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. Brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions and Cures Not War.
Hey, this is Senior Bull, MC for Hemp Rock's Marijuana Marches and Reefer Rumbles, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org, coming soon to the airwaves of 95.7 FM in Cincinnati.
All right, if you did just tune in, that was Senior Bull. I'm the Happy Hemptress, and he's the Burn Man rolling the pot. The Pot and Hash is coming in any minute. He's bringing the coffee. Anyway, I am the Happy Hemptress. It is Hemp Rock Radio, and we know it's not Halloween. Burn Man says, well, we shouldn't play that on. It's not Halloween. I went, but it was just Hash Bash. So the Monster Hash song, of course, that is by the same band that plays the opening song, Smoke Two Joints. They are the Toys. You can find them at T-O-Y-E-S, Toys, anywhere. Just type in the Toys and you'll find them. And that is E-S. And the song that we did just play.
You're talking?
What? What? I don't know. Can I hear myself? I think I can hear myself. We may be having issues here. Anyway, it was Monster Hash with that second cut, first cut of the regular songs. Anyway, we do have a lot of things coming up in the show, a lot of news and a lot of other stuff. So we're going to go ahead and have Chuck go ahead and cut to the fifth track on our CD today, and we'll tell you about this. This is also from the Toys, and we will tell you what's going on and why we're playing this song after the break.
I can show you this, but I can't show you you this. No, no, no.
What's so bad about a nipple? Are we afraid that the devil might be lurking there? Will our souls be corrupted by the sight of a ugly cup? To tell me what's so bad about a nipple that's bare.
I can show you this, but I can't show you that. I can show you this, but I can't show you that.
I can show you that.
But I can't show you that. I can show you this. No, no, no.
What's so bad about a penis? An ordinary organ just hanging there. Well, the sight of a male member gives rabies or distemper. Tell me what's so bad about a penis that's bad.
I can show you this, but I can't show you that. I can show you this, but I can't show you that.
I can show you that.
I can show you that. I can show you this.
But for those muscle-headed zeros, our beloved TV heroes, we clap and we cheer as they whip out their guns. And when the blood and guts are splattered, it really doesn't matter. It's just good, clean, American fun.
I can show you this, but I can't show you that.
No, 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 no.
I can show you this, but I can't show you that.
I can't show you that.
I can show you this. No, no, no.
What's so bad about our bodies? Beautifully covered with skin and hair. Is our nakedness so awful that exposure is unlawful? Tell me what's so bad about a body that's bare.
I can show you this, but I can't show you that.
I can't show you that.
I can't show you that.
No, no.
I can show you this, but I can't show you that. I can show you this. No, no, no.
What's so bad about a nipple? Are we afraid that the devil might be lurking there? Well, our souls be corrupted by the sight of ugly cunts. To tell me what's so bad about a nipple that's bare.
I can show you this, but I can't show you that. I can show you this, but I can't show you that.
I can show you that.
I can show you that. I can show you this.
No, 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 no.
I can show you this, but I can't show you that. I can show you this, but I can't show you that.
What's so bad about it? What's so bad about it? What's so bad about it?
I can't show you that.
What's so bad about it?
I can't show you that. I can show you this. No, no, no.
All right. Just what is so bad about a nipple? I don't know what's so bad about a nipple. Normally we dedicate that song to Hustler. But today we're going to dedicate that song to a march that took place. And should women be able to go topless in public? Some women in Portland, Maine decided yesterday to challenge the double standard about male and female nudity. Around 24 women organized by Ty McDowell walked through the streets of Portland without shirts on, staying on the sidewalk because they hadn't obtained a demonstration permit to walk in the street. The Portland Press, this did take place in Portland, Press Herald reported that the march, which attracted around 1,000 onlookers, was peaceful. No incidents or no arrests. It is illegal in Portland only to expose one's genitals. But the organizer was enraged by the turnout of men to the demonstration. The high attendance of men, McDowell said, defeated the purpose of the march, which was to normalize, different kind of normalizing, rather than sexualizing, women appearing topless in public. She said that in the future, she would be more aggressive in discouraging oglers. One wonders what exactly that entails. Now, I know that's not hemp, but, you know, this is a show about freedom, and I, you know, we support that. And if a woman wants to walk down the street, you know, in Columbus, they can do that. You go to the Hemp Fest up in Columbus, there's chicks walking around. They've got really, really beautiful artwork on their boobs and stand around, get their pictures taken. And it's legal. A woman challenged that within the last decade, I believe, an ACLU took. She got arrested for going topless in the park, and they went in, they beat the city. And now she can, and others can go topless. So if they can do it in Columbus, why can't they do it in Portland? But I do think it's funny, Burn Man, because they had this march now. You know, we have a march. We don't have a permit. So when you come to our march on May 2nd downtown from the courthouse over to the jail where they flash signs, show us your tits, and legalize marijuana. I don't really think we want anybody to do that at our march. This is all about smoking. If you choose to, you're on your own. We may have an attorney to help you a bit, but, you know, we'll fight that cause too if you want. But, you know, it is about freedom. But we won't have a permit either. We will be staying on the sidewalk. So I get that part, but I really think it's funny that they thought that more women were going to come out for this march instead of the men. I don't understand. Anyway, that was what was going on recently. Now, of course, as I said before, the first song was for the Hash Bash. This is from the Detroit Press. 39th Annual Hash Bash acquires an air of legitimacy. The crowd at the University of Michigan hails medical marijuana. Thousands of marijuana proponents, mainly openly smoking the drug, crowded the University of Michigan's Diag on Saturday for the 39th Annual Hash Bash. That was right, 39th to 40th. Police estimated 5,000 people were there. I think it was a lot more than that. It was so bad that a friend of mine said they had to leave halfway through because it was crazy in a fun way. They were drawn by sunshine as well as enthusiasm for Michigan's 15-month-old law legalizing marijuana for medicinal purposes. How many of you are patients? Hold up your cards, shouted Hash Bash MC Adam Brooke from Royal Oak. Hundreds held aloft the state cards that show they are patients who can legally possess up to 2.5 ounces of the weed. And it is just fantastic about what's going on there. And, you know, I'll tell you, I had a great time. It is the most people I've ever seen. It did get a little bit drizzly. The sun did go away, but then it came back out, and it was a beautiful little bit of a nip. But, you know, Ann Arbor, Michigan. But great time. We will be having interviews. I'm going to be interviewing John Sinclair and a guy named Hollywood who is his partner. We talked about it this past Saturday, and we will be probably covering the opening. I believe it's coming up this week or next for the first compassionate club center, compassionate care center, actually, in Detroit, Michigan. And it's a great time to see this happening up there. Matter of fact, we hope it's going to be happening here in our own state real soon. I just got word down that Representative Kenny Yuko here in Ohio is supposed to be putting in the bill into the legislative session today to pushing it through, getting it started in legislative session, and we'll make sure exactly what this thing says. And he announced that the Ohio Medical Cannabis Bill will be introduced today at the House of Representatives. So there you go, at the beginning of legislation. And we'll keep you on top of that. We'll probably get Tanya Davis on to get an update on that tomorrow and see if that did go through, and not through as in voted on, but into, and he went through with the process of getting it started. And then we'll follow up on that as we get updates here in Ohio. You know, we can't have a medical state right next to us and not go ourselves. I don't want to drive all the way to Michigan to be legal. But boy, I'll tell you, it sure is a feeling of freedom when I drive across that state line with my California medical card that gets recognized in Michigan. I'll say that. So we have 121. You want to come over here and sit down, pot and hash, and you might even have some news you want to get to, and then we'll later on in the show get to your recipe and see what you got going on. Now, I know you did mention earlier about pineapple stuff, but we'll see if that's what you're going to do.
Not anyway, today. I don't have that recipe with me.
You don't have it. But
I can do it tomorrow.
Hey, there you go. There's the clue for tomorrow, the pot and hash. Dope boy, Potsberry bakery guy will be here tomorrow. Anyway, now I'm going to go ahead and look and see some of this. Now, the nutritional thing, that's your news. You're going to talk about the nutritional stuff because that's what you do. Now, I do want to talk about this. This is the Citizens Against Legalizing Marijuana, or CALM.
Yeah.
You know what an acronym is, right? You know, the first letter of each thing. Citizens Against Legalizing Marijuana. CALM, Buzz Killers Aim to Kill Cannabis Initiative. Parents, grandparents, and concerned citizens of California have filed paperwork to form a political action committee to defeat the November initiative that will help legalize marijuana, announced a group of busybodies known as Citizens Against Legalizing Marijuana. Sorry, that should have read CALM. Oh, yeah, the guy wrote Buzzkill. I forgot about that. He's making a joke. Sorry, should have read CALM. The grassroots movement shouldn't be the grass-killing movement, understands legalization proponents plan to spend $20 million on television ads to educate the masses. They hope CALM can try to match this through small donations from thousands of spoil sports. This is, of course, an editorial. They toss stats claiming cannabis consumption would increase 40% if the voter initiative passes, and that $1.4 billion legalization backers say will be raised through state taxes on buds if it is inflated. I think that's copied wrong, or else that's written wrong. Okay, I won't read it wrong. Meanwhile, local governments are not financially equipped to deal with legalization, Calm claims. Financially not equipped to collect billions in tax revenue? What politician says no more money? Oh, well, not going to happen. We'll keep you up on that. There is this group out there that is trying to stop the marijuana initiative that is on the ballot in November. You know, we talked to a retired deputy sheriff out of L.A. County last week. And, you know, I'm a believer. Now, there are some naysayers out there. There are some people that are against it, even within our own movement. They're opposed to taxing because shouldn't tax medicine. Now, they do talk tax over-the-counter aspirin. So if it's over-the-counter and you don't have to go get a recommendation, therefore, then it can be taxed. Now, I think if they go to the doctor and they get the recommendation because they would rather go to medical law, okay, don't tax that.
Well, personally, I think they should tax it.
Well, you know, there is that fine line. If somebody wants to be a nonprofit,
right,
they don't pay taxes. And then they shouldn't turn that tax over to their consumer. But they should also have to do it where they go to the doctor and pay to get it. So, but then they're still putting money out extra. So,
should just tax it as any other durable good.
Right. Or then make it so everything is retail. And you don't need to go to the doctor. Now, that'll piss some of the doctors off that have been making lots of money in California and the other states for a while. But, you know, hey, you can still treat and recommend how to use and pay for your services that way. Instead of being a recommender, you could be the provider as the doctor as well. You know, there's options out there for the doctors if they lose that. So I wouldn't doubt that some of these new medical marijuana doctors are opposed to this taxing regulating bill that's on the ballot. We'll see how it plays out, that's for sure. And, of course, now next week we'll have Bryce from California coming back on to give us an update on what he sees from the California angle. And anyway, a lot of strange things ahead. You know, we all smoke pot, but not everybody in the pot movement even agrees. So you'll probably hear different things, not only on this show, but other shows. But let's see, what is the time? We got 1:25. I think we might be able to play the next song. Let me see. We did that one. Nope, we're not going to do that. Why don't we go ahead and play 6, and we'll come back. We'll play 8, that is also. We're going to get into some Madras Lounge. They're one of the bands playing Saturday night on May 1st for our WMM Hemp Rock Hemp Fest.
Love those guys.
They are really cool. They were here last Monday. Anyway, go ahead and play. We're going to do 6, 7, and 8, Burn Man, and then we'll be back after that break. This is Hemp Rock.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. More than 500,000 Americans are arrested each year for smoking pot. These are ordinary citizens like you and me whose lives and careers are being needlessly destroyed. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Hi, we're Cheech and Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org.
Coming soon to
Cincinnati's
95.7 FM.
Hi, I'm the Happy Hemptress, and I'm celebrating cannabis freedom with you on Saturday, May 1st at 7 p.m. at the Hemp Rock Hemp Fest in Miamitown, Ohio. Then Sunday, May 2nd, it's the 2010 Worldwide Marijuana March from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Hamilton County Courthouse on Main Street in Cincinnati. With music and speakers, Rich Spirits Drum Circle, Reefer Girls, contests, giant joints, and a march to the Justice Center with Pot and Hash and Reefer Roach. Details can be found at the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP or online at hemprock.com. Brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions and Cures Not Wars.
like the streets of dead ends. Melancholy unsaid. Yeah, I can tell by my voice as it sounds in my head. So what am I to do? I'm sick of me and I've been so sick of you. So what am I to be? Grass is so hot today. Looping back again, what I wanted to say. Trying not to sound shy, but this is not a game I wanna play tonight. So what are we to do? I'm sick of me, I've been so sick of you. So what am I to say? The last thing I need is another drink. Tearing through me, and the deepest scars are the ones you won't see. So what are we to do? I'm sick of me, so fucking sick of you. So what am I to be? The best thing I need is another girl.
Wow, what an awesome, awesome song, Madra's Lounge, and that is off their Red Shifted CD. The song is Bottom Out From Under, and of course they will be playing on Saturday night, May 1st, at the Hemp Rock Hemp Fest. That is, of course, out in Riverfront West Sports Park in Miami Town. Got to give them a shout out. Now, we've got a little bit more news to get to, of course. I'm sitting here with the Pottsbury Dope Boy, Pot and Hash, and we're watching the Birdman roll the pot over there. And, you know, I'll tell you, it's something about these players. We've got them working the way we want to, and then they stop working the way that we want them to. So he's doing the best he can over there, that's for sure. All right, we're going to go on to some information outside of this country. This is from Bulgaria. Bulgaria's parliament voted on Thursday to tighten a law that effectively banned cultivation of genetically modified GM crops for scientific and commercial reasons in response to public fears. The ruling center-right, or GERB, G-E-R-B, party decided to drop a planned moratorium on GMO production because the new law would keep the European Union member GMO-free, deputies said. Authorizing GMOs for consumption, processing, or cultivation in Europe is a politically charged subject with many openly hostile and what they call Frankenstein foods, or to what they call Frankenstein foods. A March survey by state-funded pollster NPOC showed 97% of Bulgarians wanted their country to be GMO-free. The new law bans GMO cultivation in nature-protected areas and large buffer zones around those areas and fields where organic crops, which effectively means scientific experiments and commercial cultivation, will be impossible in the Balkan country. For more information, you can go to Reuters.com, where that article came from. Now, the reason we're talking about this, folks, now they're talking about all crops, but as you know, this is Hemp Rock Radio, and hemp is a plant, and there is some debate over GMO hemp plants as well, you know, but when it comes to food, this is a study that I read about. They took some GMO food for mice and rats, and they gave the GMO food to the mothers, and then the mothers had babies, and the control group that got the GMO food, their babies died within about, I think, 3 to 6 weeks. No explanation. Could not gain weight, things like that. Now, I could be wrong on the time frame, but for a mouse, it could have been 6 or 7 days. But you can look the study up. Anyway, the other group that got regular food, their babies lived happily ever after, till they were experimented on anyway. But, you know, the moral of the story goes, GMO foods do cause liver damage, and they do cause other things as well. I personally don't want to eat GMO food. I probably do if I go to Taco Hell or something like that, because I know their corn is GMO. And, you know, it's also about what you do, Pot and Hash.
Yes, it is.
What our aim is with the bakery is, okay, it's not all baked goods. You know, you can go to a bakery, you can get other stuff. So although we call it the Pottsbury Bakery, it really is the Hemp Rock Cafe with the bakery segment, and we have other food as well. And we're only going to do healthy and try to go organic with most stuff if we can, if not that sustainable. You can get sustainable ag stuff that isn't certified. Really is about certification. You got to pay a lot more money to get the certification. So read your ingredients. Seek out hemp foods everywhere you go. Kroger's has them. Whole Foods has them. They're called Whole Paycheck, you know. That's their nickname.
Well, mm-hmm.
We won't say I made it up because I didn't. It's even on the West Coast. I only heard it. So, no pun intended. Anyway, we still like these stores. We support them. They support us. And that's what this is about. So now you've got some stuff to talk about as well.
Yes, I do. From the Natural News, a report published in the International Journal of Microbiology has verified once again that Monsanto's genetically modified crops are causing severe health problems, what we've been saying all along.
That's right.
A legal challenge issued against Monsanto forced the multinational agriculture giant to release raw data revealing the animals fed its patented GM corn suffered liver and kidney damage within just 3 months. Adding to the mounting evidence that GM crops are dangerous all around, this information provides a damning indictment against Monsanto, which continually insists that its GM products are safe. Not only are GM crops proving disastrous for the environment, but study after study, including those conducted by Monsanto themselves, is showing that the GM foods are detrimental to health. Dr. Gilles Eric Serlanin, a French researcher from the University of Caen, was asked when examining the data to provide a review. While stopping short of declaring GM crops to be toxic, he did emphasize the chronic negative effects were apparent and that there were statistically significant indications of liver and kidney damage. So,
yeah,
just like what you were saying earlier.
Well, it is the Frankenstein food. And, you know, here's the thing. If they can get the ability to keep the Frankenstein foods and keep the GMO going, if that happens and then hemp comes on the market more, especially in this country where Monsanto is from, we do run the risk of the hemp foods being GMO. Now, Canada hemp, as far as I know, is not GMO. What that is that's just strains that have low THC. They grow it to make no or very little amounts of THC. As far as I know, they are not GMO in the sense of genetically modified stuff that's going to hurt. I can assure you that the hemp farmers of Canada, they came out of our movement, and they also know about the GMO, especially over in Canada. Matter of fact, the scientists that helped create some of the crop seeds, not necessarily GMO, but I'll say what it is here in a second. He came from Canada, and he was the scientist for Monsanto, like probably 25, 30 years ago now, invented this stuff, and then now is opposed to it and comes out talking against this kind of stuff. Now, it isn't just the GMO, though. It is the Terminator seeds. So you see we have the Frankenstein seeds, GMO, and then we have the Terminator seeds. Now, what the Terminator seeds are crops that will not produce viable seed. It's like they're neutered seeds. The plants that they grow, if you buy corn, which most of that is, you can't grow a corn crop, even organic corn, without using stuff that these Monsanto has made to make the corn grow. You can look it up on the internet, folks. Not making it up. But the Terminator...
That effectively controls the food supply.
Yes, exactly. That is exactly their aim. You see the bigger picture. So that is what it's about. That's why the urban farming and the local farmers and the local CSAs and all that stuff is moving so good, because a lot of people know this stuff. And it is because of this organization, of course, that's putting this out, the Health Alliance people. But so the Terminator seeds, what they do is that let's just say tomatoes. You buy tomatoes from Monsanto, and they're the Terminator seeds. When you grow your tomato plant, your tomato plant won't do what the Burger King Whopper did in back of Madison Theater in Kentucky last summer. Now, I'll tell you what happened. My son's a sound guy over at the Madison Theater, and he's in the back area where the alley is and the parking lot in the back of this place in Covington all the time. So he sees this all he saw this the entire summer last year. Somebody had thrown a third of their Whopper, I guess somebody drunk, tossed it, and it hit the corner of the parking lot on the other side of the alley from the back door of the place. And it hit the ground in the blacktop, you guys, in the blacktop. And it composted down naturally in the sun. And when the seed decided to sprout out of the compost, out of the slice of tomato on the sandwich, folks.
Did it fall into a crack or something?
It went into the crack of the blacktop next to the telephone pole, and it sprouted the biggest tomato plant I've ever seen in my life, with tomatoes all over it. My son cut it at the end of the season. I ate the tomatoes. And then he found one in the parking lot at one of the stores over there. He stopped to get a pack of cigarettes, ran in, came out, and looked in the ground, and in the middle of the parking lot, in a crack, coming up out of the crack, was a tomato plant. He picked that one at the same time. Found that same day he picked the other one. It was just a fluke. Brought them both home. It's like, now wait a minute. If you can grow a tomato plant from a Whopper that somebody threw on the ground on blacktop, not only is that, you know, probably where the movie's Attack of the Killer Tomatoes came from. Of course, now we found out George Clooney was in the second one. Our homeboy George Clooney was in the sequel to Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. We'll give a shout out to Kenny because he's our tomato grower now. But so if you get tomatoes from Monsanto that are Terminator seeds, that will never happen. Not only in the blacktop, but in your backyard either. Because the seeds that are produced out of the tomatoes will not produce a tomato plant. If you want to grow another tomato plant the next season, guess what?
You buy more seeds.
You buy more seeds. That's exactly right. Now, there is a huge fight on that. And if they win, we're going to lose big time, because then they're going to not only control tomatoes, they will control marijuana, folks, because it's all plants. Now, if you want to see what I'm talking about, you can go look up what's called the White List. The White List is a list of plants that our government is trying to blackball, or whiteball, as they would say. So this is not about just hemp. This is about all stuff. But we are a show about plants, and for that matter, that includes the coca plant, because that's a wonderful plant as well, used in its proper means. And
making chocolate.
No, different plants. That's,
I know.
That's the cacao plant, actually. Does make cocoa, but there is some confusion. Some people believe, and I
can't cook with that.
They are cooking with coca down in Colombia and things like that. They're making breads with it, making flour out of it, pops out of it. Mm. Look it up online. I always say, I'm not making this stuff up, folks. You can go buy coca tea. in tea bags online and have it imported to this country. Made from the coca plant, folks. I've drank it myself. It used to be in Coca-Cola. That's right, Birdman. You're right. Coke is called Coke because cocaine used to be in it. That was its main ingredient to give you the pep. Still part of the flavor, but they won't admit that. So now it's caffeine, and that's even worse. But, yeah, no, the cacao plant is chocolate. The coca plant is cocaine. They're two different plants. And, you know, again, look it up. You're on the Internet. You're obviously on the Internet because we don't have our antenna yet here at WVQC. So you're only at WVQC.org listening. So just go open another browser. Do a quick browser search for coca tea. You'll find it. You can buy it. It's amazing. And I've had it, and it's great. Now, I have a personal. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nurse. I have no degrees like that, although I do have an AS degree in computer programming. That doesn't really help me with what I'm going to say to back me up. But I'm going to say that I believe that cocaine addiction can be possibly eliminated, but also maintained if somebody wants to drink lots of coca tea, because there's cocaine in the tea. It's the same thing. It's from the leaves, and that's what cocaine is from. Now, it might be concentrated in the white powder form, obviously, but just like sugar comes from a plant and it turns into a white powder, so does cocaine. So the folks down in Colombia and those countries, they chew on the leaves to stay awake. They're not necessarily addicted to it, though. It's just something that they do, like we drink coffee. But you can't be addicted to caffeine, so what's the difference? People are addicted to cigarettes. Why not be addicted to what wakes you up in the morning? So, you can do that. I believe, though, that a cocaine addict can help ease their desire by drinking in between, and it's a lot cheaper, probably. Now, let's move on. You've got some stuff.
Well, actually, this is just kind of book noting or bookending what you were talking about, because they're already trying to get laws passed that are going to, because I'm sure the government is somehow bright enough maybe to see that legalization is coming.
It's coming.
Yeah, there's already 14 states, and California is voting in November to make it legal for anybody. And now here comes Senator John McCain, a very well-known antagonist to the marijuana movement.
Boy, only candidate in the last election from both sides, the only candidate that said he would not stop the medical marijuana raids by the DEA in states that have medical marijuana.
Yeah, and said, if you want to go smoke your pot, I'll arrest you. That's a paraphrasing anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, he has now introduced a measure called Senate Bill 3002 that many of the supplements you rely on for your good health are going to disappear.
And I'm trying.
And the cost of the few that you're still going to get is going to explode, the prices. Earlier this month, Senator McCain introduced a bill falsely labeled the Dietary Supplement Safety Act of 2010, known as Senate Bill 3002. Sounds good, right? Nothing to worry about, McCain says. Legitimate dietary supplement companies should have nothing to fear from this legislation. The purpose of the bill is not to create sweeping regulatory structure, but instead a targeted structure that provides for openness, transparency, and safety. As covered last week, this bill would require every person involved with supplements, all the way down to your mom-and-pop health food stores and the multi-level marketing distributors, to register with the FDA. Next, every dietary supplement facility is going to have to turn over a complete list of the products and ingredients they sell or handle. And then the government can have their little disapproved list that, at will, they're trying to control our food supply. Because then the government's going to say, no, you can't use this ingredient. No, you can't use that ingredient.
Exactly.
And you guys want to say in your pot movement that you can eat marijuana? Well, it's a food supplement now, and we can control it that way.
Really, all that's necessary is for whatever their ingredients are, to list the ingredients and all the information that's on the ingredient label. That way the FDA can see those ingredients, and then if they regulate the ingredients themselves from the manufacturers of the individual stuff, not the manufacturer that puts them together, or things along that nature. You know, maybe there's a different way to do it, but I don't support this bill. at all.
No.
There is a better way, and that's to know, or the FDA to know just what all these different things are, because these things are out there. Most of them are food. So if they're going to regulate food in that way, more stringent than they already are, then they need to get a lot more foods off the market than what they're going after, because Entenmann's, not to just pick on one, but Entenmann's is an example, you know, says low fat. You read the ingredients, and they've doubled the sugar.
At least.
Now, the FDA going to say no on that and start regulating foods like that? So, again, it is just way beyond, and it's they're moving it towards that's the white list as well, not just the plants, but they're trying to make it so we cannot get our nutrition. Therefore, we need more pharmaceuticals. Now, I'm not going to tell you that he's in the pocket of the pharmaceutical companies, because I don't know that for sure, but my opinion is that he is. It's not cool. So look up this stuff, look up the white list, look up this bill, and you can probably look up the Health Alliance and get more information than we're even giving you.
And you can also, on Facebook, there is a group, Stop Senate Bill 3002. They have an online petition that you can sign, and your representative will be notified.
Very
good. Because they always claim, well, none of my constituents said anything to me. I never got a letter.
They're not going to ask you.
Right.
You know, like they're going to call up everybody. And how often do you hear about a town hall? You all know what a town hall is, hopefully, where the reps come and they talk to you and they tell you what's going on and then they get your opinion. That very rarely happens anymore. They could do it. They could do it on the Internet. There's enough people on the Internet. Other people could go to libraries. They could set places up, you know, to join into things like that, but they really don't, because they don't care most of the time what we want and what you want, folks, only what their fundraiser people are telling them to do. Then they'd have to answer questions, Burnman said. That's exactly right.
That's right. And you just have to wonder if that's the reason, one of the reasons why Cal Penn's leaving the White House now.
Explain who Cal Penn is again.
Well, he played Kumar in the Harold and Kumar movie series.
Uh-huh.
And also in the American Pie series.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And he's going back to make Harold and Kumar 3 now.
Oh, right.
A movie series that's noted for its cannabis-friendly attitudes. And
absolutely.
It also co-stars John Cho, wonderful Korean actor. He's he's on Flash Forward.
Yes, absolutely.
And
I missed last week's. Actually, 2 weeks in a row. Not to digress on those shows. I've been so busy, I haven't had a chance to watch my favorite shows. Fringe, Flash Forward, all of them.
Yeah. He's a very talented young actor.
Yes, he is.
And I'm glad to see he's going back into Hollywood and getting out of that snake pit that is Washington, D.C.
Yeah, it really was kind of cool, though, to think about that Obama hired an actor known for portraying a pot smoker to be the liaison to
public opinion.
Public something, I forget now. You'll have to look that up.
Yeah, actually, it was in the article that I read earlier,
but he was talking
I've smoked
to people.
Weed since then.
Yeah, right, me too. Me too, exactly. Well, now.
I do have to say one thing, though, that was really cool today. Seeing those F-16s
that was
fly
cool.
Over
we have downtown
Cincinnati.
The opening day parade, that's right. We got to get that in. It is opening day parade here in Cincinnati for the Reds opening day. And what was it, about four or five of them?
There were four of them.
Four
there
jets.
It was four Air Force F-16s, I believe,
yeah.
And they were flying the missing man formation.
That's why
I'm sure those jets probably came out of Wright-Patterson.
Oh, sure, of course.
So way to go, Air Force. You guys really look good up there.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, you're right. It was in the formation of five, because that's why I was thinking. I was picturing it as a five, but I was thinking, but wait a minute, there was one missing.
Yeah.
So you're right.
Missing man.
That's right. So that really was cool here in Cincinnati. So if you're out there driving around, of course, if you're listening on the Internet, you're probably not, unless it's on your iPhone or something like that. But be careful out there. A lot of traffic. Now, you've got a recipe we're going to get to.
Yes, I do.
Watch that noise. Oops.
Sorry. You know, drop biscuits that you used to have? Those really great old-fashioned recipe?
Used to make them all the time.
I still do.
Yep.
Well, I got a recipe here that I call cannabis.
Cannibal.
Yeah, cannibal. Sorry, there's no meat in this recipe. For cannabis biscuits.
See, I have to stop you. See, I think somewhere along the line, I don't know yet if I really believe that there was cultures that ate people. If they did, they misunderstood the word cannabis and thought that cannabis meant to eat people or something. Because canna, you know, the word is the same root. It just does not mean. I mean, it means something. You know, if you think about language,
yes,
if the words are similar, there's a root word somewhere. So, which came first, cannibal or cannabis? I'm wondering if cannibal became a derogatory term like marijuana did for cannabis to make, you know, 1,000 years ago, people think that people that smoked pot were bad, and they named them cannibals and told everybody that they were eating people when all they were doing was really eating pot.
Well, you have to be pretty stoned to eat another human being.
Boy, you really got the munchies then. Okay, go right ahead.
I can't believe I got that hot. You have to smoke yourself retarded. Anyway. To make these biscuits, you need 2 cups of sifted flour or cannabis flour. This is a recipe you can also make without cannabis. And they're just good. And 2 teaspoons of baking powder, 4 tablespoons of canna butter, or regular butter if you're just wanting to make regular biscuits.
Yep.
1/2 teaspoon of salt, and 3/4 cup of whole or cannabis milk, depending on what you want to make. You preheat your oven to 400 degrees. In a large bowl, you sift together your flour, your baking powder, and your salt, and then you mix in the butter. Add your milk gradually until a smooth dough is formed. You knead it for 30 seconds, and you drop it on a slightly floured board. Use a rolling pin to make the dough about 1/2 inch thick, and then you cut it out with a 2-inch biscuit cutter, and you place on an ungreased cookie sheet for 11 to 15 minutes, and that recipe makes about 12 biscuits for you.
Awesome.
Enjoy.
Awesome. Well, you're going to come back tomorrow with another recipe?
Yes, I am. Tomorrow Alrighty. We're going to talk about something to do with pineapples.
All righty. All right, well, we're going to probably cut out of here. We're going to go ahead and play these last few clips. We didn't get a chance to get in and stay up, of course, Cincinnati's Conscience coming up with the girls. But go ahead and hit that.
And
track.
Us.
And, oh.
Today we.
Today?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I forgot all about that already.
Miss D told me. That was the most fun I ever had ordering coffee, by the way, because she was over there.
Was she?
And, yeah.
Jay was over next door.
Yes, she
Boy,
was.
I'll tell you, I must have got really, really, really high over the weekend because I totally forgot we were going to sit in on their show today. Totally forgot. All right, well, let's get our clips in. I guess we're going to come back with Cincinnati's Conscience.
A message about cannabis from former Sheriff's Deputy Jeffrey Smith.
We'll be back.
Like many other cops and law enforcement professionals, I have seen firsthand that the current approach on cannabis is simply not working. It's led to violent drug cartels, dealers in our schools, and our streets, and cost millions of dollars without reducing consumption. That's why Cops Support Tax Cannabis 2010, the initiative to control and tax cannabis. It will provide billions to fund what matters and allow police to focus on violent crime. It's time to control it and tax it.
If you believe it's time to end cannabis prohibition, make a donation to Tax Cannabis 2010. Help spread the word about this common sense solution for a broken budget and a failed government policy. Learn more at taxcannabis.org or call 510-251-2507. That's 510-251-2507. Join the historic fight to change the system at taxcannabis.org. Paid for by Tax Cannabis 2010 with major funding from S.K. Seymour LLC, a medical cannabis provider, DBA Oaksterdam University, a cannabis educator.
Hi, this is the Pottsbury Doughboy, Pot and Hash. Come join me and the Reefer Roach as we celebrate cannabis freedom with 300 cities around the world. on Saturday, May 1st at 7 p.m. at the Hemp Rock Hemp Fest in Miamitown, Ohio. Then Sunday, May 2nd, 3 to 6 p.m., it's 2010 Worldwide Marijuana March at the Hamilton County Courthouse on Main Street in Cincinnati. With speakers, Rich Spirits Drum Circle, Reefer Girls Contest, Legal Buds, and a march with me, Pot and Hash, and Reefer Roach to the Justice Center. Details can be found at the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. Or online at HempRock.com. Brought to you by Hemp Rock and Cures Not Wars.
She was living in a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two, well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
In the afternoon, it makes me feel alright. I spoke to joints in time of peace and two in time of war. I spoke to joints before I spoke to joints, and then I spoke to more.
Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC Cincinnati at WVQC.org. A member of Media Bridges, Cincinnati's Community Media Center. Hemp Rock Radio airs every Monday and Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern on WVQC.org.
Hell no!
Daddy, she once told me, son, you be hardworking man. Mama, she once told me, son, you do the best you can. But then one day, I met a man who came to me and said, yeah. Hard work good, and hard work fine, but first take care of head.
Check out Hemp Rock TV programs in Northern Kentucky on Insight Channel 21 and in Cincinnati on Media Bridges Channel 4 Metro 24. Find Hemp Rock on the web at HempRock.com or on the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP.
Find Hemp Rock Radio Archives at WEEDRadioNetwork.com. Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and the Burn Man has been a Hemp Rock production. Up next is Cincinnati's Conscience with Jay Allday, where hippie meets the hood.